Now, this week's host, Tom Meredith.
Good morning. It is 8:34. This is Galesburg Live here on WGIL. Tom Meredith and our special guest this morning, Master Aaron Duke. He is the owner of the Galesburg Academy of Martial Arts. He's an author. He's a musician. He's a former disc jockey and does a lot of things. I want to mention the music thing. You got a band you're a member of. You guys have been playing for what, a little more than a year now? Or
Let's see. Yeah, about a year and a half.
Band called Past Curfew, and you're living the 80s life when you're playing. Is that right?
Yeah. You know, many moons ago, I'll start speaking like sign language. Uh-huh. Many moons ago, late 90s, there was a few conversations with Mike Shoemaker. Everybody knows him as mm-hmm. Shuby. Yeah, mm-hmm. Him and his wife have an acoustic duo. A lot of people remember when Dry was formed, Sean Kistler and Shuby were in that band. Tommy Guild from Lynn Allen fame. Steve Davis from Jam Sandwich. Mm-hmm. It's just kind of my personality. I love trying to put things together. excuse me. So I was very driven back in the late 90s, and I'm like, I'm going to get the players that I would love to play with, and they were all better than me, so that didn't make any sense. Why would I be included in this? But we put Thrillsville together, and the idea behind Thrillsville was just simply to play 80s pop, rock, synth, all that crazy stuff that most of us, let's face it, our age.
And it was one of the most popular bands around at the time.
And they had an amazing run. Yeah. And then lo and behold, I took about 10 years off, was just, busy raising kids and refocusing priorities. And then I got this wild hair. I'm like, I haven't played guitar in about a decade. I wonder what would happen if I grabbed one and tried to play something. And then it just kind of morphed into what I call, Thrillsville 2.0, I guess. Tommy's gotten up and jammed with us a few times, and I'd love to get Steve out. And it's just celebrating that time period of music. We get to travel. We've been traveling a lot more. People have been receptive to it, so we're really excited. Sounds like we're going to be involved with Shave for the Brave this year, so I'm really excited to have the band be a part of that. And we'll be in Galesburg April 15th. So, you can come out and check us out and have some fun. But, when you're our age, I get to act like a ding dong for about 4 hours a night, with a blue feather boa and, neon ties.
Skinny tie?
I do have a skinny tie. It's a lot of fun. And I'm really the only person from, Galesburg in the band. Everybody else is kind of up in the Quad Cities area, but we're having a lot of fun. We've been fortunate enough to be able to be a part of some great things. My dad, the John Wayne Memorial Ride, that helped out the Alexis Veterans Memorial. We've played that, and that was a great honor, not just to, honor my dad's life, but to see that unveiled. Man, you talk about putting a lump in your throat. Because so many of the communities are so small, but they're so tight-knit. Everybody knows everybody. And for years, the Alexis Veterans Memorial was like this little glass. I don't know. It almost looked like an oversized frame with little plastic names of mm-hmm. the people that had served. So the vets really did deserve that. So, Past Curfew was fortunate enough. I probably had something to do with playing that benefit. But Jammin' for Justin is another thing that we've been a part of. That's to honor the life and memory of Justin Lindstrom, who was a juvenile diabetic. There's a wonderful fund. It's called the JP Fund, and it's named after Justin and his sister Patricia, who is just amazing and wonderful and beautiful. And they help people with diabetic supplies, testing kits, and things like that. So it's kind of nice when you have been around and you're kind of a dinosaur, that when people call, it's not about just playing clubs or casinos. People call and say, hey, we'd love to have something like this because we need to raise money for something. And quite frankly, I just don't know anybody that doesn't have fun when Hungry Like the Wolf or, you know, something from the Breakfast Club soundtrack or,
right,
you know, Tony Basil's Mickey. It's just, it was a fun time to be alive. And sometimes the music was really silly, you know, and weird.
There's that.
But at the same time, it was so big and colorful and like I said, fun and exciting. So, you know, we're at it again tonight. We're up in Moline. As you can see, I look really excited. Older I get, it's harder, you know, right, when you travel, but it's a lot of fun. So
yeah,
people can check us out on Facebook too, or head over to passcurfew.net. And like I said, we'll be in Galesburg April 15th at Cactus. Right. So right, we'll be out there. So,
all right. We talked about, you had the one event coming up, the True Seminar coming up next Saturday, but you've got a big invitational coming up. How many annual now?
This is the fourth
annual.
Yeah.
The Master Aaron Duke Martial Arts Invitational, and again at Carl Sandburg College.
Yeah, we're at Carl Sandburg College, and that is coming up April 22nd. That's mm-hmm. open to all martial artists of all styles. And if you're not a martial artist, come out and watch some really great competition. Mm-hmm. You'll see Chinese, Okinawan, Japanese, Korean, all kinds of different styles of martial arts. Last year, I think we had about 17 schools represented. Biggest participation we've ever had. It's continued to grow. Our local partners, we really couldn't do it without Carl Sandburg College, period. But the biggest thing I want to hammer about that whole tournament is that it helps fund the scholarship that we established, the Caleb Clevenger Memorial Scholarship. Sorry, get emotional. It's so important,
yeah,
to me. So, just want people to know in Galesburg, that's a scholarship that's open to kids or youth or adults who would be attending Sandburg. It's directly overseen by the Clevenger family, and it's been a wonderful process of trying to figure out how to give back. Mm-hmm. So I have had wonderful experiences as a student at Sandburg, and I felt like this was something that, you know, we have this event at Sandburg. They've partnered with us to allow us to have it there. What else can we do? So we've got this established scholarship, and that's one of the ways that we fund it. So we have this event and make sure that there's money there for people who apply for the scholarship. So,
and even if you're not a martial artist or not necessarily interested, what's more fun? What age group does it start at? Like
for the tournament?
Yeah.
Oh, boy. We had kids last year, 5 and 6.
That's what I was thinking. And there is nothing more fun than watching those young kids doing their forms, but the sparring. This is not like a mixed martial arts fight. It's a completely different thing. But there is nothing more fun than watching the little kids go at it.
I would pay $100 every day to watch little kids do sports or sing. You know, there's nothing greater than watching like a kindergarten or first grade choir.
Mm-hmm.
Because there are some kids that are just totally into it, and then you've got the kids that totally don't care.
Yeah.
But when you get into, martial arts training or martial arts tournaments, man, the ferocity in the eyes, you know, of a 5-year-old, like, the trophy's coming home with me, chump. So we've had we've had some great experiences. And we have a grappling division. So if you're someone who likes jiu-jitsu, or if you're, you know, a UFC fan of the groundwork, we've had some really good grapplers show up. Jenna Fox has competed at our a tournament, and you know she's had several mixed martial arts fights as well. Terrific gal, and you know you never know who's going to show up. So yeah, it's kind of neat because you might have a couple of people from the Burlington area that are kind of known in that area, and then somebody from Peoria shows up, and it's like Burlington Peoria collide. Mm-hmm. But it's so amazing to just see the skill level. You know, it's there's no striking obviously in the grappling department. But the kids are really exciting to watch. So we get some kids that have been a part of the Galesburg wrestling program or the youth wrestling program. They'll come out and get into the grappling competition, even if they don't do regular martial arts, because mm-hmm. it gives them an opportunity to compete.
Right.
And this year we're doing something that we've never done before. We're having two custom belts made. One is going to be 18 and up, open division, mm-hmm. any weight class, any experience.
Oh, wow.
You can go for it. And then 17 and under. Same thing, open division, any weight class, any experience. And people are like, well, that's not fair if a 6-year-old wants to take on a 17-year-old. And I said, well, all I can tell you is I said, if that 6-year-old steps up and says, I want to try it, obviously, I think the 17-year-old is probably not going to have to spend as much energy. But it's just one of those things. It's like we want to see the best people come out.
Yeah.
So if you're 18 and over, if you're someone that does grappling or you know people that grapple or they're into jiu-jitsu, I don't dare you, but I welcome you to come out and test your skill, because we've had some really, really talented people come out for that.
Well, the same thing you talked about, the age difference. If you look at a weight difference, well, that's not fair. 250-pound guy against 165-pound guy. That has nothing to do with it. When you got a couple of adults out there, and as this the early days of the UFC, Hoist Gracie, who would fight, how many fights a night to win? It would be a one-night tournament, and at 185 pounds or whatever.
I think Hoist was walking around about 180.
He was beating guys anywhere from smaller than him to 300 pounds, is because that's how good of a grappler he was.
Yeah. Well, it's always, it's based on technique.
Yeah.
Anybody of any real physical sport or anything will tell you that when you have great technique, usually you can be successful. If you're a pitcher that has little, little dinosaur arms, those are people that don't usually have a lot of success as a pitcher, but they could be very successful as a shortstop or something else. Grappling and jiu-jitsu and ground skills are always so interesting, because if you're a fan of chess, if you're that technical analytical person, I can watch a grappling match for 20 minutes and just be absolutely glued to it. And other people be like, this is boring. But if you understand what those two people are trying to do, it's incredible.
It really is.
It is.
It's amazing, all the thought process when you don't have time to think also.
And the repetition that has to go in to getting that good.
Yeah.
At that level. So we've got the tournament coming up April 22nd. So we're happy and excited for that as well.
We'll talk more about that, more about the grappling coming up. We'll take a break. This is Galesburg Live. We're talking with Master Aaron Duke, the owner of the Galesburg Academy of Martial Arts. More coming up, 8:46 on Galesburg Live.